Gracious God, as we reflect on your story, we pray for your Holy Spirit to be at work. Speak to us. Bring your peace to us. Bring your hope to us. Bring your love to us. And bring your joy to us. Lord, give us a sense of your presence this Christmas season. And may we know the love you have for us and all humanity. Open up our hearts and minds to hear from you. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Do you like surprises? Some people, I have discovered, no matter how good the surprise is, they hate surprises. They get quite upset when they get surprised. Well, here's the truth about God. God is a God of constant surprises. And the problem we have is we as humans like to put God in a box. We like to make him predictable. We like to have him so we can fully understand him. And yet, even this Christmas story, this start of Jesus on earth, is a story of surprises. God comes not as some son of a prince, but he comes as a baby born in a manger. He comes to a virgin, not really well respected even back then. And he comes out of Nazareth, and we hear later on there's a comment, a slogan that says something like this: can anything good come out of Nazareth? And yet God chooses to come that way. But not only does he choose to come in a surprising way, he constantly acts, constantly does things, constantly upsets the human thought of what God should be doing. He constantly acts in a surprising way. At one stage, when he's telling a parable about the sheep and the goats, and he says the goats and the sheep will be separated, and some of the people will be with him in eternity, and they are the people who fed him, clothed him. They are the people who looked after him and visited him in prison. And their response was, when did we do that? He says, when you fed and clothed the least of these. God acts in a surprising way. But the most surprising thing is the reason God came to earth. Jesus made this clear in John chapter 3, 16 to 17. For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son into the world to save the world and not condemn the world. The problem with most people outside of the Christian faith, in a secular society, thinks people, if they do something wrong, deserve to be punished and they should be punished. But that's not the way God chooses to act. The way God chooses to act is to come into this world himself as Jesus. To come into this world and not to punish us, but to die on the cross for us. At this time of the year, I usually say there's Coles and Woolworths gets one thing right about Christmas, because on Boxing Day they have hot cross buns and they link Christmas with Easter, which is what it's about. Really? It is. They tell us. They might not know they're doing this. They might be doing it for other reasons. But they're actually reminding us that the Christmas story is closely linked to Easter. Because that's the surprising thing about God. The surprising thing about God is that we, at times, as our psalm reading reminds us, need God. We need God, and God goes out of his way, comes down to our level, our messy level, and does what's needed to be done so that we can live with him in love forever. The good news is we have a surprising God, and the good news is God will keep on surprising us. I often say to some people, you'll be surprised he'll be in heaven with you. You'll be probably going, God, why? But because there's no sin, you probably won't ask that question. But the good news is God will surprise you. And the surprise for some people is because of Jesus, you are in heaven too. We can be thankful we have a surprising God, a God who constantly surprises us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God who surprises us. Pour down your Holy Spirit on us and let us be people who are surprised constantly by you. Remind us of the love you have for us and surprise us with your love time and time again. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.